Okay, Mickey, thank you very much. It's 5 to 6. Now, the United States military has declared war on PowerPoint. The new offensive comes after a slide from a presentation to military leaders in Afghanistan was printed in an American newspaper and was promptly nicknamed the Bowl of Spaghetti because of its mind-boggling detail. It's not the first time the Pentagon has had PowerPoint in its sights either. Back in 2005, it was banned from the military campaign in Iraq after a senior general described it as an internal threat. Now, presentations expert Dave Parady has written several books on the program, including 102 Tips to Communicate More Effectively Using PowerPoint. He's on the line from Ontario in Canada. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Can you just explain the bowl of spaghetti slide?
Well, the bowl of spaghetti slide, if you've looked at it in when it's printed in the paper, initially you might think that, oh my gosh, what the heck are they trying to do? But I can give an explanation that makes perfect sense for this slide. What if this slide was simply to set context to say, this is a very complex conflict, not one that's easy to understand? And then the presenter goes to explain each of the particular areas that they need to deal with. I think that simply printing one slide out of context doesn't get us really further forward in understanding whether this tool is useful or not.
I mean, it's. I'm just trying to think of a kind word to describe it. Dense might be one. What word would you use to describe it?
Initially, you look at it and it's overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming.
Without context, if this is the only thing you have to try to explain the point you're making, you look at it and you don't know where to go in it.
Yeah, I mean, I would urge people to have a look at this. I'm going to try and describe it. It's very difficult. There are lots of main headings and capitals like coalition, capacity and priorities, population, conditions and beliefs, and then lots of arrows, of course, coming out saying things like perceived damages, use of force by government and coalition, perception of insurgent strength. I mean, I wonder how long that slide was up there for, because, you know, no one was going to have the time to read this, were they?
Absolutely not. I would hope that that slide was up there for maybe about 10 seconds simply to make the point, this is a complex situation. Because if it was up longer than that and there was even an attempt to try to explain using this visual, I think that would have failed miserably.
I think it's fair to say, a friend of mine was going for a job and they were showing me their kind of presentation for the application. And I said to them, there's too much on there, and that's the problem, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people do switch off when they're shown a slideshow. They just think, oh, right, okay, time for a nap.
Yeah, and they usually think that because the number one thing that presenters do that annoy audiences, and this has come out in all the surveys I've done very clearly, is when the presenter stands there and reads the slides to the audience.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been through those, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what should they do? They should have something different to say than what is on the screen.
Absolutely. And I go back, and it's one of the things that I did in my book, the latest book, is let's go back 5,000 years. How did we communicate then? But what we did is we drew a picture on a cave wall, and we told a story. And you know what? That's worked really well for 5,000 years. Mm. What I'd love to people to be able to get to is back to what has always worked, which is show a visual and then let's tell a story. And many times, you know what, you don't need a visual. In some cases, the most effective slide is no slide at all, because it's just you presenting your message to the audience and you can have a conversation.
Yeah, I think probably some people like to hide behind PowerPoint a little bit. But Dave, thank you very much. Very interesting. That is